Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 14, we will find these words. Then the Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go in this your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my family is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." There are times when it appears as if you are under continuous attack. Every time you turn around, it's one thing after another. The devil likes to keep you fighting battles, because if he can keep you fearful and discouraged, then your faith is likely to grow weaker. In Judges chapter 6, the people of God were under constant, continuous, nonstop attack for 7 years. The Bible said the hand of the Midianites and the Amalekites prevailed against them, so much so that the people of God made homes in caves and holes in the mountainside. Every year, they would plant crops. They would work hard in the fields, attend to their care and cultivation. And just as the people were about to go into the fields to harvest or to reap the harvest, the Midianites would show up like clockwork, plundering and destroying everything in sight. They took everything, even the livestock. Anything that they could get their hands on, the Bible said, they came like locusts by the tens of thousands, stripping the land of everything they could eat or carry away. They didn't kill the people of God because they wanted them to keep planting crops year after year so that they could return the following year to loot and steal the same thing over and over again. After 7 years of this, the Bible said in verse 6 that the people of God were greatly impoverished. The name Midian means one word. It means strife. They were a contentious and a very hostile people. There may be people like the Midianites in your life today, and they may not be stealing your tomatoes or green peppers every year, but there are other types of fruit that can be stolen from you. You can work hard for years to build up a harvest of faith, and people like the Midianites come along and steal it. Strife, which the term Midianite means, can attack your health, your family, your peace of mind, your walk with God, and even your identity. The people of God were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. Impoverished means that they became needy, their lives were ruined and destitute. They were broke and they were broken. It is the enemy's desire today that you become fearful in living for God. It's the enemy's desire that you become doubtful of the promises of God and that you become dissatisfied, cynical, and discontented, that you retreat to the caves and the dens in the mountains of your mind while your enemy ravishes you and your work. Your enemy wants you to hide your face and make you think you cannot endure attack after attack. The devil wants to keep your mind occupied with the next big what if. What if my